Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel, and Joel Riley, and Jillian Flowers is our guest today, talking about Hanover Boom and a great fundraiser that they're going to be putting on in about a week from tomorrow. So, want to talk a little bit about that. Mostly sunny skies today, high near 68. Now, there was a frost advisory in effect. It went out of effect at 9 o'clock. Although I will say this, Joel, I looked outside. There's some frost on the ground out here at the radio station.
Significant difference, too. I mean, just down the road in New Albany, it never got below 40.
Yep.
But here, it was still going down. Last time I looked, it was 34.
Well, when I drove in this morning from Pataskal, it was at 42. And I thought, well, how are we having a frost advisory? Well, it didn't take long. That thing dropped really quickly. Cloudy tonight if you're heading to a high school football game, low near 49. And then for Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 80. Again, our guest today is Jillian Flowers. And Jillian, before we get into this, you're a Hanover girl and Licking Valley and all that. Are you one of those that are going to be out there at a game? Do you go to a lot of games or no?
I will have to say, since I've graduated, I haven't attended many games. We don't really have anybody that we're watching right now. So that kind of, you know, is dependent on who's playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I heard you're an Ohio State fan. At least your husband's an Ohio State fan.
Yes.
Tomorrow you have a chili cook-off.
We do.
How's that going to go?
Well, you know, the game's at 3:30. The chili cook-off starts at 5, so I'm just going to assume that we're going to get the big screen out and people are going to hang around that screen for quite some time.
Good assumption.
Now, you're a little bit of a culinary whiz when it comes to the chili. I don't want to give away, you know, kind of your secrets in that, but sounds to me like you go all in on this thing.
I do. I'm very competitive, and I've won Judge's Choice before, so I'm ready to win again.
Now, is this a family thing?
It's a family and community thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's by invite. It's a family campground. It's behind the Little League ball fields in Hanover. It's been in the family for over 100 years, and it's kind of our little secret place that is very beautiful, and we have a lot of events down there.
And apparently there's electric, hence the big screen TV.
There is. There's electric, and everybody has their, you know, streaming service that they, you know, take from one another, and we're covered.
Yeah. It's not like your husband cares about the game. He's, you know, no big deal to him, huh?
Right, yeah. Just don't talk to him.
You said he was a part of the most important ingredient, though, in this year's chili.
Well, yeah. He just came back from New Mexico, and he harvested an elk. So I'm just going to say the recipe will include elk, and it'll be very yummy.
See, I wasn't going there. I wasn't going to throw away the secret recipe.
Well, it's
recipe.
Not like you can, in a week, run out bag an elk and get
I wasn't
back.
Even going to say she had an elk. I
mean,
just
that's a
chili.
Pretty hard hunt, and it's not something you can come by very often.
Right?
So
right on.
Put it in there and get it going.
Yep.
No problem with that whatsoever. All right, Hanover Boom. If folks are going, all right, what is it? I have no idea. What are they talking about? Maybe give a little history, a little background on what you guys are doing.
Sure. So Hanover Boom started as a committee, and it's now a 501c3. That was pretty important to me when I came on board. We've always had some type of fireworks or community events in Hanover for as long back as when I was growing up. We would sit out on our front bank and watch the fireworks from our house. So there have been a lot of people involved over the years that have done different things, like kiddie tractor pulls, different games, kind of like a homecoming type deal. And so the last time that the village was kind of involved was in the early 2000s. And then funding was, you know, an issue. So there were no fireworks for a couple of years. And then just a group of community members came back together. They fundraised for 2 years and had their first show again in 2017.
Now, we're going to throw her dad under the bus because her dad threw her under the bus. She just was going to help out. And all of a sudden, he's like, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Now she's president of this. Dad really kind of threw you in there, didn't he?
It is kind of a funny story. So 2020, you know, with the effects of COVID, a lot of folks didn't have their activities, but we were the one show in Licking County that went on. And so obviously there were modifications for the parade and things like that. And that person didn't want to continue. And so my dad calls me panicked in the spring and was like, Jillian, no one has stepped up to organize the parade. And I'm just kind of like, okay. And he was like, well, we can't have fireworks without a parade. And so, you know, obviously knowing that, you know, the traditions are important and it's important to him, he gets to wax my grandpa's 1960s, you know, Alice Chalmers and show that off and all that good stuff. So he said, well, someone needs to do it, and you're just the person to do it. And so for 2 years, I stayed in my silo, and I organized the parade. And then it was very clear that, you know, I needed to coordinate with the actual committee. And then so I was folded into the committee at that time. And then, of course, we became that 501c3, and they voted me president. So this is my second year as president, and I can't believe it. I was the newest person, you know, that came to the table, and they're like, we think you can do it.
I think Dad may have had something to do with it.
Probably, yes.
I'm sure
that happens a lot, though. New person to the party, or the person that doesn't show up on the vote day. That's
or gets up and goes to the bathroom. You walk out as just Jillian Flowers. You walk back in as president.
Yeah.
Jillian Flowers.
Yeah. And so Dad, he didn't get off the hook. He does serve on my parade committee. So he and Haas Nethers, they work together, and they kind of gather some nominations throughout the year. They have a running list of people that may be grand marshals in our parade. So I kind of let them do that since I'm busy doing other things, and they make those recommendations. So
yeah, don't give me that. You're bossing him around. I know.
Well,
you're like, I said, I let them make their recommendation. Got something, let's go, people. I don't
yes.
have time for this. Come on now, I know better than that. Okay, so when does the boom, when does all that take place?
So next year it'll be June 27th. We always have our fireworks the last Saturday in June before the 4th of July. So it's a lot of fun because we're one of the first shows. Mm-hmm. And you know, becoming part of this group, I didn't realize how much people love 4th of July. Like, I love 4th of July, right? But it's their favorite holiday, and they reach out to me in a year advance and say, hey, we're planning our vacation. We want to be home for the boom. What day is it?
That's strong.
That is some heavy responsibility
so
as well.
So that is a commitment.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's, again, for some folks, I like that, though. I mean, like, because mm-hmm. can you imagine if you're gone and your little junior or little sister just goes, hey, what time is the boom? Are we going to be back for the boom? And they're like, well, you know, we're not going to be back. So then you just blame Jillian. I'm like,
sure.
We called her. She never returned the call.
And something I've done in the last couple of years is I actually go live during the fireworks. So if someone's from Hanover and they don't live in Hanover anymore, or maybe a grandparent lived there, or, you know, some they're tied to the community in some way, the fireworks are live on our Facebook page. So that's pretty cool.
No, that is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something that, again, there's a lot of things that I could care less about with social media and with the internet, but that is neat that you're able to do that. Do you know if people from around the state or from around the country have tuned in to see it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are on vacation and they're like, we're in Florida, watching from Florida. We're in Colorado. We lived in Hanover when we were kids. And so, and they're commenting as the fireworks are going off. So that's pretty
awesome.
Cool.
That's pretty cool. There was this guy in New Mexico bringing down an elk, and he was like, hey, can I watch the fireworks?
Yes, exactly.
Hurry up. I got to get my wife's chili back to her. Well, that is fantastic. So how often does this committee meet? Where do you guys meet? And are you looking for people to join? Are you needing volunteers?
Great question. So we meet pretty much October through July. We really only take a little bit of time off. You know, it's a whole year planning process. We actually meet at Panther Pizza, and that's actually one of our sponsors for our Ducked Up Derby that we'll talk about. And so she feeds us and we meet there. So we tend to be pretty productive. Mm-hmm. And we have certain things going on throughout the year that we do. And it's kind of like a well-oiled machine at this point. You know, we will kick off our annual campaign here in November to about February. We have a big raffle that we do every year. And then, of course, our food truck festival, if you haven't been to that, that is May 27th next year. So that happens in the sophomore parking lot, and we had over 17 trucks last year.
I was about to ask you, I've heard from folks that say that is one of the best food truck festivals around. 17 trucks, that's strong.
For a small community, that's pretty impressive.
That is. What's your favorite? Not to single out just one.
Well, you know, I do like, so there's a Hello Lemon stand that has these huge lemonades with real fresh, you know, lemonades, and you can get different flavors. Last year I had a little too much and I may have made myself sick over how much sugar I took in, but we have, I don't know, there's the grilled cheese gangsters.
Yep.
Is good. They come. We have Poppy's Roadside Diner. They have like the biggest cheeseburgers you'll ever eat.
Yeah.
So we're a small but mighty committee, right? Yeah. We have grown it over time to where we do need subcommittees. We do need people to help us. You know, during the parade, I have tons of people that help me. They help line up things and, you know, the logistics and all that. And then we have, you know, up at the high school, we have the middle school, the rides and all of the other fun activities. I can't be in two places at once. So my time kind of gets a little bit, you know, checkered in a way. So I'm trying to go there, I'm trying to go here. So we do need some of those volunteers that are willing to help the day of, kind of that labor intensive stuff, maybe setting up, tearing down. We were fortunate last year. Now I will say our parade last year, it rained. There was like a monsoon that came right over Hanover. Never happened to me before. I'm sitting here trying to make a decision. Do we have the parade? What do we do? And I'm like, no, these people are lined up. They're ready to go. So we delayed it by a half an hour, which was perfect. Mm-hmm. People were so excited that we still had it. It was great. But with that, there was some candy that was left on the ground because there were puddles, right? So the next day, our fire department and our local American Legion came out and picked up trash for us.
Oh, wow.
So that was really incredible. Yeah. They saw the need and they just jumped in.
Nobody wants puddle candy.
Exactly.
The guy down the hall might. He might recall him the next time. He'll just run out and pick it up. We'll get back. We'll take a quick break and we'll talk about the Duck Duck Derby with Jillian Flowers with Hanover Boom on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Jillian Flowers with Hanover Boom. Mostly sunny skies today, high near 68. If you're heading out to a football game tonight, I might want to take a jacket or a blanket with you. Cloudy skies, low near 49. And then for Saturday, sunny with a high near 80. You'll take sunny and 80 any day, especially for Hanover Boom and the big Duck Duck Derby fundraiser you got coming up. Let's tell everybody what's happening, when, all those good things.
Yeah, hopefully the weather is pacing at the same rate as it is this weekend. October 25th, we're having our first Duck Duck Boom. It's a rubber duck derby, and it'll be from 12 to 2-ish. We are actually going to dump the ducks off the bridge in Hanover into the Rocky Fort Creek, and they're going to go down. If you're familiar with the tunnels that are in Hanover, we're going to have people standing there catching them. So they're going to dump those, and your ducks are going to float on down the creek. And we do have cash prizes for the winner. So first place winner, $500. Then second, $350. Third, $150. And then last, you get your $10 back.
No problem with that whatsoever. Now, for somebody like me who's going to be otherwise engaged, so to speak. My son's getting married. Can you buy ahead of time? Do you have to be there to win?
You don't have to be there to win, but I will say I encourage you to come because we do have some food trucks. We have Oxby's Chicken. They're going to join us. And What the Fizz, which is a dirty soda stand. And then we're going to have a celebrity duck, and that'll be revealed. So we're going to have somebody in a duck costume. We'll have some props, and so you can take your pictures. And then we'll have a bonfire or two, depending on the weather. So just, you know, come out, just, you know, hang out with the community members and have some fun. But you don't have to be there. Like I said, parking's going to be free. So even if you want to get some food and check it out, I encourage you to do that.
How long of a trek is it? The ducks get splashed until they get picked up.
Mm. Well, you know, I haven't exactly determined how far that is. Now, I know that water level could be an issue. Mm-hmm. So we haven't had rain, or at least, you know, any consistent rain. But don't worry, we have a plan. We have worked with the fire department, and they have committed to standing on the other side of the bridge with their water hose to kind of make some waves and push those ducks along.
That is awesome.
Now, you know, sorry for your luck if, you know, your duck gets stuck on a twig or something like that, but that's
all
how it's
fair and
go.
Love and war.
Hey, you know, this is kind of like a hillbilly duck derby, okay? This is real life experience.
I thought she was going to say redneck derby there for a second. She came real close.
Hillbilly.
She came real close
cut
to that.
Above,
how'd you come
above.
Up with this idea?
Well, you know, it's funny because when I was involved with Young Leaders of Licking County, we did a duck derby at the Heath City Pool. And at that time, the money that we raised went to charitable organizations in the community. And it's so funny because I actually have to give credit to my father-in-law, who's been involved in the community for a long time. And he said, why don't you do a duck derby? And I was like, why didn't I think of that? Like, I've done it. You know, it's pretty easy to put on. We can get volunteers. We can get a sponsor.
Get the fire department.
We can get the fire department. We're going to have the village. They're going to shut down a lane so that way the ducks can be dumped safely out of either a dump truck or a front load tractor.
A dump truck. Look out.
You got 500 ducks plus. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. You
listen, we have this
figured
out.
It's not like
you're
just out there throwing them in one at a time.
So, yeah, it was actually his idea. I don't know why I didn't think of it. And, you know, it is kind of maybe an odd time in October, but because we do so many things throughout the rest of the year, we felt that we could fit this in. We used to have a poker run at this mm-hmm. time, and it kind of ran its course, so this is a fundraiser in its place, and all the proceeds go directly to the fireworks.
So I'm just trying to picture, you guys are going to be there and dumping them in, but where are you going to want people? Just along the bank? I mean, what kind of take us through that? And are the food trucks going to be there? Or are you telling folks when we're done with this, we're going to go back somewhere else? How's
okay,
that going to work?
Okay, so if you're familiar with the Hanover Little League fields, there is tons of parking. So you'll park there and you'll actually walk back into the campground mm-hmm. and the trucks will be set up there. We'll have, you know, that little booth that you can get your props and the duck and everything. And there is an area where you would be able to stand and, you know, cheer on your duck. So it'll all be in the campground area.
Now, I've never done one. Have you done one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah.
How long does this take? I'm not talking about the length, but I mean...
It depends on the current.
I agree
the fire department is praying.
Yeah, so if we have...
When you did it out at the Heath Pool, obviously you got the current, helped move it along, but... Again, I've never done one. Was it like 20 minutes, a half an hour? Because at a half an hour, I'm like, somebody get the BB gun. We're getting these things to move.
Well, I'm hoping we can accomplish it within the 2 hours. I mean, if not, we're going to be there for a while. You know.
What the fizz again? The ducks are still racing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. This could turn into be a pretty long day. I'm not sure, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Heck oh, yeah. I mean, I just.
That's a blast.
I'm telling you, if I didn't have my son's wedding, I'd be there. I would come down to see this because I've never done it. So I just think it would be so much fun.
It's an absolute hoot.
Yeah. Well, I've never done it in a non-controlled area, so we'll see.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And the important thing about all this, the Buckeyes aren't playing that day.
Yeah, so
they're on a bye.
I'm pretty strategic about, you know, events. And I'm not saying that other football teams don't matter, but the Ohio State University is not playing. So there's no excuse why you can't come out and see your friends and cheer on these ducks. And it all goes back to the fireworks. So I want to see you there.
Yeah, and you may be a Buckeye fan, but us Notre Dame fans aren't playing that day either. So any Irish fans who want to go, they don't have to worry about that. If folks want to get involved, where can they go? How do they pay? Give me all that.
Okay, so right now you can do Venmo. You can actually message us or comment on our Facebook page, and we'll get you, you know, your ducks and everything like that. We hope to still have some ducks at the actual event. You can buy up until it's time for the race. So as long as we still have some available, they are selling fast. And so we're really excited about that. But yeah, so, and you can bring cash, Venmo, whatever that day as well.
Mm-hmm. How many are you purchasing right now?
We have 500.
500. And I asked you earlier, I said, where you get them? In Amazon.
Yes. Yep.
What boxes is that?
Actually, they do a pretty great job packing them down. So it was only two boxes.
Really?
But then they have, you know, a certain amount in each little plastic bag. So
then you guys number them.
Yeah. So what we do, everybody's like, well, how do we know what our duck is? And so you really don't. That's kind of the fun of it. You're just like cheering on ducks floating, really. They're numbered on the bottom. Yes.
I would love to see that.
So on the bottom of all of them, we, you know, have a Sharpie and we number them. And so we'll be able to have those for the future as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope it's a good waterproof Sharpie. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Here's our winner. Uh-oh. There's no number on it.
Pick a number between 1 and 500 fast.
That would be pretty fun.
That would be.
So folks just go and then you assign them the number, but they may not know.
So we've assigned them the number. As they come in and they pay for them, we have a spreadsheet and we, you know, list their name there and their contact information. And so they don't even know what their number is. And actually, I don't think anybody's asked what their number is. And no one's asked to say, well, you know, they're like superstitious and they need to have, you know, number 101 or something like that. We haven't had that. It's just, you know.
Here you go.
Yep. You're assigned. And so that's how it works.
And all the money goes just back, as you mentioned, just to help pay for the fireworks.
Yes. Correct. So for this event specifically, Panther Pizza was a generous donor. And so there was no cost to us to put this on, which is really incredible. So all the money goes, you know, right to the fireworks.
Mm-hmm. And what's the other fundraiser you said you guys had coming up? You said it was just the food trucks. And was there another one?
So, yeah. So May 27th will be our food truck festival. We've had that for years. It'll be at the high school sophomore parking lot. We had about 17 trucks last year. So we sell our t-shirts there.
Have a sweatshirt on.
I do.
Great.
Yes. And each year we have a different design. The t-shirts go really well. And, you know, we try to keep things low cost. So the food trucks, they can either give us, you know, a portion of their sales or, you know, $100 fee. Mm-hmm. We let them kind of pick. So we're bringing the people there to them and then they can decide, you know, and all that goes right into the fireworks. And then, of course, our big Hanover Boom Day is June 27th. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a lot of activities. Another thing, too, to consider, we're in preliminary talks about, you know, America's 250 is coming up.
Yep.
And so we are going to incorporate that some way in our day on the Boom Day.
That's great. Okay, give me again the Duck Derby, when it's taking place, where, and if folks want to purchase, what do they need to do?
Okay, so it's October 25th at noon. You can visit our Facebook page or, you know, give us a message on Facebook. And yeah, come out. It's going to be at the Flowers Campground. And if you need some more details, just look at our Facebook page and we'll get you the details.
And it's $10 a duck, and you can buy as many as you want.
You can buy as many as you want. You do get a tax break. I kind of do have to talk about the different packages because we have a quack pack, we have a quacker's dozen, and then we have a mega flock. So the more you buy, the better deal you get.
Well, how many is a mega flock?
A mega flock is 24.
Okay. And what were the other ones?
And I would tell you, that's been a popular package.
I'm sure it has.
Uh-huh.
The
Quacker's Dozen is 12, and the Quack Pack is 6.
Okay. Quack Pack. Look out. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's... I may have to get on air. I don't know if I have Venmo.
Well,
or
hey,
not.
If you've got cash, I mean, it's probably payday, so I'll go ahead. And
wow, I'm telling you, what happened to the sweet young Jillian Flowers who was in Kiwanis and Girl Scouts? She's hitting us up. You got cash? It's
got
payday.
Cash is king, baby.
Well, I guess so.
We can get you all situated.
Well, Jillian, I appreciate you coming in. It's just going to be a really neat event. Folks, get out there next Saturday on the 25th, and then of course Hanover Boom. Maybe we'll get you back in when we get closer to the food truck festival. If you haven't had too much lemonade, we'll get you in here and we'll have some fun talking about
that. Sounds good.
Get your dad in here too.
I will. He's a fun guy.
Yeah, I want to know the story.
You'll understand it a little better when you meet him.
Well, we appreciate it. Again, Jillian Flowers with Hanover Boom.